In 15 minutes, President Mohamed addressed the UN General Assembly in a speech that addressed almost all issues regarding democratic governance, social, economic, as well as foreign policies on the heels of the recent heinous terrorist attack in Nairobi, Kenya, which claimed the life of a prominent Ghanaian statesman, Professor Kofi Awuno. This has generated questions regarding democracy and the rule of law in Africa. President Mahama seemed not to have recovered from the rather unacceptable loss of innocent lives. Part of his speech seemed to suggest that Africa has seen enough war and strife. Peace and security must now take center stage. But is it the question of citizens not understanding what democracy really means? Or it is just a group of people who have decided to seek their selfish interests above any other thing?
The days of massacres must remain in our past. Our rivers will no longer run red. Our children must be students now. We will no longer allow their childhoods to be stolen from them by those who wish to turn them into soldiers. Africa is standing tall, walking confidently towards political stability, walking confidently towards economic prosperity, walking proudly towards ethnic and religious harmony and coexistence. There is no place in today's Africa for hatred and intolerance and the murder of innocent people. Not anymore, not ever again. So we will mourn our dead, we will console ourselves and each other through our grief. We cannot allow terror to defeat us. This must strengthen our resolve. Our stride will not be broken.
As president of a country whose democracy and institutions have been tested time and over again and touted as a model of peace, President Mahama advances the need for African countries to allow institutions to work and for citizens to understand that democracy is not only the absence of dictatorship, but also that people feel part of development and live comfortable lives.
This past year, the limits of Ghana's democracy were tested, and I'm proud to report that we passed with flying colors. The results of our recent elections were contested. Since our return to constitutional rule, Ghana has conducted 6 successive elections. These were the first results to be formally challenged and heard by the Supreme Court. What made this situation noteworthy was the reliance by all parties involved on the rule of law. The proceedings were televised for the sake of transparency. The verdicts were readily accepted, and there was not a single reported incident of violence. Ghana's victory is not an aberration. Other countries like Kenya have shared similar experiences. This indicates that the democratic institutions in Africa are growing stronger. It indicates that the balance of power in African countries is shifting from the authority of a sole individual to the more equitable process of properly designed systems. Strong institutions are the hallmark of every nation's stability.
As Ghana supports a reform of the UN Security Council, President Mahama pays tribute to those who lost their lives in Kenya, Syria, Egypt, Libya, Mali, Turkey, Somalia, the United States, and all other countries which have seen terrorist attacks this year alone.